I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I was home alone one night back in 2009. My parents were out on their weekly date nights. One of those had one too many at dinner and passed out in the movie theater kind of dates. Anyways, I had just returned from my afternoon jog. Being the hot August day, I had worked up quite a sweat on my run, so I had decided to take a cold shower and clean up a bit. My house doesn't have air conditioning and was quite stuffed up, so I decided to open a few windows to circulate the airflow within the house. I can remember opening a window in the kitchen, two windows across from each other in the living room, and one window in the basement. I knew I was going to be spending my evening down there watching movies since it was much cooler. I had my shower, got dressed, and went downstairs to make myself some dinner. I took my dinner down to the basement and flicked on Netflix to start my binge-filled night of new shows. I do not recall falling asleep, but I must have passed out not long after eating my food and lying down. When I woke up, it was dark outside. The only light being cast into the basement was from the dimly lit TV screen. It was now freezing in the basement. I could feel a cold breeze circulating the room from having the window open for too long. I got up and walked over to the light switch that was located at the bottom of the stairs. I closed the window, then went back to turn off the TV, grab my dishes, and head upstairs. When I got upstairs, all the lights were off, indicating that my parents were still not home from their date. I cleaned the dishes, put them in the dishwasher, and closed the window above the sink. Just before I went to go up to my room for the night, I remembered that the windows in the living room were still open. I walked over to close the one window by the TV, then over to the next, which was located by the front porch. I noticed that my mom's vase with fake flowers was knocked off the table in front of the window, and the flowers were sprawled out across the floor. I didn't think much of it at the time. Maybe there was a strong breeze, and the curtains had tipped it over. I closed the window and started picking up the flowers. As I was cleaning, I heard a faint squeaky sound. What I could only imagine was a door handle being twisted. I listened as hard as possible. Following the squeak of the handle was a creak in the hallway floor upstairs. A pain shot from my stomach to my chest, and I froze. What seemed like an eternity of being bent over with my one hand holding the vase and the other clutching the flowers, I slowly stood up. I looked out the front window to check the driveway for my parents' car, hoping it was one of them upstairs. The driveway was empty, my heart sank. I quickly but quietly put the vase and flowers down on the table and silently began walking over to the bottom of the stairs to look up. As I got closer to the stairs, I heard two more creaks on the floor, which caused me to stop dead in my tracks. I waited, listening. Nothing. I was now only a few steps from the stairs. I took those last few steps and put one hand on the railing. I peeked around the corner and only saw darkness. I didn't know what to do. Do I flick on the lights and let the potential intruder in my house know that I'm coming upstairs? Do I leave and go to a friend's house? Do I call my parents? Do I grow a pair and just go upstairs? I decided to turn my phone on silent and go to the kitchen to text my dad, making sure I was close to the back door for an easy getaway. He said, "It's an old house. It's just settling after a really hot day." I told him about the sound of the door handle twisting. He just assumed there was an open window upstairs and the wind was knocking a door against the frame. Was that it? Could it just be a window that was left open? I felt a huge chunk of my anxiety start to fade after talking with my dad, so I decided to grab a glass of water and head on up the bed. I flicked on the lights for the stairs and started making my way up, but slowly a tiny knot in my stomach from before. I got to the top of the stairs and noticed that all of the doors were wide open except for mine. My parents' room and spare bedroom were on the left, and the den and my room were on the right, with a bathroom at the end of the hallway. Though as my dad had predicted, my door was cracked just enough that a breeze could be making it hit the frame. It being as hot as it was today, it wasn't unusual for my mom to open all the doors and windows upstairs. I exhaled a sigh of relief, now fully confident that my dad was right. I turned on the lights to my room, did a quick look around, and walked over to my nightstand to put my water beside my laptop, then went off to the bathroom to get ready for bed. As I lay in bed trying to get sleepy, I was watching my favorite reruns of Seinfeld on my laptop. Then out of nowhere, I heard a sound of something slowly scraping my closet door. I quickly flicked on the light beside my bed. My closet door was cracked open ever so slightly. Questions started racing through my head. Was it open the whole time? Was it closed when I came in? I was positive that it was closed when I came in. Before I even had time to rationalize my thoughts, I heard the most disturbing, creepy, quiet, sinister laugh I've ever heard in my life. No horror movie could ever replicate the sound I just heard. As soon as I slid my laptop off my legs, the closet door burst open and someone was standing in the closet. My clothes were partially covering their body and face. I looked closer and there was the most sickly, palest, dirtiest woman I have ever seen. For the split second that I saw her in horror, the image was burned into my brain forever. She had no shoes on her disgusting, dirt-stained feet. Her skin was sickeningly white with cuts and dried blood from her face, down her arms, all the way to her legs. She was wearing what I assume used to be a white nightgown, was now a discolored mess of dirt, blood, and who knows what else. Her gray, blue-veined, sunken-in face closely resembled a decaying skeleton. The rest of her face was hidden by my clothes. She asked in a quiet, grumbling, raspy voice, "Have you seen my baby?" That was enough for me to grab my phone and run. As soon as I was halfway out my bedroom door, I heard her shriek, "Give me back my baby," and clothes hangers thrashing around behind me. I ran as fast as I could to the upstairs bathroom and locked the door. It was only a second later that I heard a huge crash against the door, along with a woman screaming in a devilish tone demanding I return her baby to her. I called 911 and the operator assured me the police would be there as fast as they could. I jammed my feet against the door and held my back against the sink, trying my hardest to make sure the door stayed closed. The woman would not let up, though. Her shrieks turned into low, demon-like grunts, and her banging on the door turned into heavy bodily blows. With what seemed like an eternity, I heard a heavenly sound. I heard the police call out that they were entering the residence. I yelled at the top of my lungs that I was upstairs. All I could hear next was a mixed commotion of the officers yelling and the woman growling. The officers ended up pepper spraying the woman, and it took three of them to be able to force her to the ground. She was yelling in a possessed-like state the entire time. I did not come out of the bathroom until the cops assured me she was out of the house. The cops told me she was likely on drugs, or an escaped mental patient from the next county over. I tried telling them that she sounded like she was possessed or something, but they chalked it up to the woman just needing her medication. My parents arrived home shortly after I gave my statements to the police. We moved out of that house a month later. That was one night I was home alone that sadly I will never forget. So I wasn't home alone, but I was with my mom. I was in the bathroom and she was in the room next to it. Both rooms are on the same side of the hallway, by the way. I heard her go out of the room she was in, walk past the bathroom, down the stairs, and open and close the door at the end of the staircase. This door made a lot of noise at the time because it needed to be oiled or something. Either way, I went out to the bathroom and downstairs into the living room, but she wasn't there. A few minutes later, she came down and told me that she heard the same thing but thought it was me. We still don't know what happened, and we live in the same house, so everything is okay, but it's still a bit creepy. I was 19 at the time, and I was home visiting my parents and grandmother on Christmas break from college. A little insight on my parents and grandmother's house is that it is a two-story home, and it's not abnormally old for a house, maybe around 50 years old at this time. Maybe a tad bit older than that. I don't know of any dark history on the land at all other than my grandfather passing away in my grandmother's room back in 99 with lung cancer. It wasn't a surprise the hospital let him go home to die in peace, and we all knew it was coming. He had a great life, so nothing sinister that I know of. Anyway, my parents, sister, and grandmother were all out doing something. I can't remember what exactly they were doing in town. So they asked me to stay at the house to feed the dogs. My grandmother has like 10 dogs because after my grandfather passed, all she's really done is try to fill a void. Which is understandable in a way, but seriously, she has way too many dogs. I agreed I would stay at the house for them. I'm a homebody anyway and don't really like being around crowds, so I kind of looked forward to being alone by myself with satellite TV. My grandmother and my room were on the main floor, while my parents and my sister's room were upstairs on the second floor. My sister was 15 at this point, but she had this pink star-shaped doorbell on the outside of her door that's been up since she was a kid. It's probably been about an hour at this point since I've been alone. I was watching some documentary on the History Channel when I heard stomping around coming from upstairs. Now I've heard some footsteps upstairs before when I was home alone, and even with friends over. Yeah, kinda creepy, but I was kind of used to it by now. From where I was sitting, I can see the entrance to the stairs to the right. I didn't really pay any mind to it, so I continued watching TV. It was probably around 10 minutes ago since I heard the footsteps when I heard that little doorbell go off twice in a row upstairs on my sister's door. Every hair on my body stood up. I muted the TV and listened for about a minute. Nothing happened. I told myself that the thing is a little old and might have some faulty wiring. Right before I turned up the volume, it went off again. Only once this time, like it was messing with me. I stared at the stairs almost expecting someone to come down and laugh and say it was a joke, but nothing. I went up to the stairs and looked up at the stairway leading into pitch blackness. I was scared to turn on the light and illuminate someone standing at the top of the stairs next to my sister's room, but I turned on the light anyway, and there was nothing there. I went up the stairs and turned on all the lights and went up to my sister's door and pressed the doorbell button. It worked normal, and there wasn't any problem that I could see on it. So I took it off the wall and took out the batteries and put them in my pocket, leaving the batteryless doorbell on the bed. I turned around and started walking out of the room when, as I got to the doorbell went off again. Chills instantly went down my spine, and I felt a presence I've never felt in that house before. I went downstairs trying not to freak out and felt the batteries moving around in my pocket. It went off again several times in a row before abruptly stopping mid-ring. I thought that maybe if I ignore it that it will go away, so I thought I would watch something cheery. I found a SpongeBob marathon. It has been probably around an hour since the doorbell incident, and I've nearly forgotten about the whole thing when out of the corner of my eye, I saw a black mass the shape of a huge dog. Now my grandma only owns Shih Tzus and a Chihuahua, so there isn't anything taller than my knee in the house. But this black sort of transparent mass was huge, like a big-ass wolf. It went from the hallway behind the couch, then sprinting out the back door, causing the big heavy back door to fly open and slam into the wall. I jumped so high out of the chair, and every dog in the house was flipping shit. Not like the annoying bark they do when someone strange is around, but more like they were terrified. I jumped up and ran outside to try to see this mass, but only catching the ass end of it running into our workshop. We had a motion light out there, and it triggered the light on in front of the shop. The shop was obviously not in use, so the light inside was off, and all you can see from the outside is the door slightly open, but nothing but darkness from inside. After this thing ran inside the shop, it turned around and stared at me through the slightly open door. Now this is what gave me nightmares for a long time. When it stared at me, it had this yellow glow emitting from its eyes. That stopped me dead in my tracks. I no longer wanted to pursue this thing. I called a friend to let them know what happened and talked to them until my family came home. I haven't really told my family what happened that night because I didn't want to freak them out or have them telling me I'm crazy. I'm a pretty logical guy who doesn't really believe in paranormal things. I've had a lot of weird and creepy experiences in my life, and maybe I'll tell you guys some more stories sometime, but that was one that really tripped me out and kept me up for a long time. I was sitting in my bed scrolling through TikTok at about 7 p.m. I heard someone open my back door. My room is next to the back door, so my wall shakes a bit when the door is open and shut and walk into my house and walk up the stairs to my kitchen. I could hear the footsteps above my room. I immediately rang my best friend and told him to quickly come to my house because I think someone's broken in. He lives down the road from me, so he only took about 5 minutes to come. When he came, we searched the whole house and no one was there. Still can't understand what happened. I often hear footsteps around my house and people talking during the night, but every time I check, no one is ever there. It's causing me now harm though, so I just choose to ignore it. I was home alone and I will never forget what happened. Okay, so. When my parents got divorced, it of course left some impact on me. My mental health got worse, and when it all happened, I was also bullied at school. I started to hate myself, and I stayed up the whole night crying. I was like 11 when it happened. You might be thinking that I was too young to be experiencing that, but I'm not lying, I was really that age. Okay, let's get to the story. So my mental health was probably at its worst, and my mom decided to leave me home so I could get more sleep since I haven't slept really good in a while. Keep in mind that I had severe hallucinations. It's probably like 1:42 and I wake up. I hear a strange noise coming from downstairs. I tried to ignore it, but it sounded like the noise was coming closer. So like every little kid would do, I decided to check it out. I opened the doors leading to the stairs and I saw something peeking over the corner. As soon as I saw it, it disappeared. Also, I gotta say this. Downstairs we have the living room and the bathroom, but to get to the bathroom you gotta go through the living room. Okay, got it. So I also had to go to the bathroom. So I closed my eyes and just went for it. But I ran into a wall, so I had to open my eyes. And there wasn't a wall, I ran into nothing. Like I was in the middle of the living room, and then I saw it. A shadow-like figure was standing in front of me. I screamed at the top of my lungs, but no one was home, so nobody heard me. I started running upstairs. Also, I was really into, like, demons and stuff, so this is where I knew this part from. I quickly ran into the kitchen and grabbed some salt. I ran into my room, closed the door. I tried to barricade them, but I rushed it so it didn't work. I made a circle of salt around me, and I started praying to God and hoped that this was all just in my head. I heard my door being opened. I realized that soon there will be no one to hear my prayers, but as soon as I looked up at the figure, I passed out, and when I woke up it was like 3:52 p.m. My mom always gets home at around 5 p.m., so I looked around and the figure was nowhere to be seen. I looked for evidence that all of that happened, and I did find one. It was a scratch on my door. I even took a picture of it. When my mom with my younger brother got home, I immediately told her and showed her the scratch on the door. But it disappeared, so I looked at the picture, but it was also gone. Then I heard a deep voice giggle, and I looked in the kitchen, and the figure was standing there peeking through the doorway. To this day, I can still hear his voice in my head. My sister and I are often left home alone. We don't mind because we hate leaving the house, and we're both very responsible for our age. One day, I was sitting in my room, and I heard a kitten mowing in my parents' room, so I got my sister. We grabbed my hockey stick and a rolling pin, walked into Mom and Dad's room, and sweeped the place like we were in Doom or Call of Duty or something. We thought it was someone who had broken in and was making cat noises to bring us into the room because we were two teenage girls, so we didn't have weapons to hit a cat. We had them to hit a human. We found nothing. The same thing happens whenever we're left alone in the house. Another creepy experience I have is walking to my room and seeing a short girl with long black greasy hair and a stained white gown standing above my sleeping little brother. I looked back and didn't see it, so I got my sister, and we sweeped the room again. Nothing. We woke up our brother and had him sleep in the living room. There was also one time I was crying in my closet alone, and I heard someone whisper, "SHH, be quiet, or they'll hear you." Freaky as F. I bought an old cottage with a thatched roof and 3 bedrooms in the southern UK. My plan was to start a family in the countryside. Everything was going well until the third night I slept there. The house was nice, well arranged, and the previous owners had left furniture, which surprisingly was in good shape. The furniture was of good quality and not too worn out. On the third night, I was sleeping alone. I remember being woken up around 3 a.m. by some sounds from the backyard. The backyard wasn't very big, just about 100 meters wide, and most of it was just lawn. There were some trees along the edge of the backyard, but most of it was open space. One thing that made me a little uneasy was that there was a lane right in front of the cottage. This lane was a road that anyone could use to drive past any time in the morning. Where I used to live before, we didn't have that because it was a dead end. Basically, if you drove in, you had to turn around to leave as no one could drive through. But in this new place, it surprised me a few times at night when I saw car lights going by at 4 a.m, waking me up. That time was particularly difficult for me as I'm not the best sleeper, and moving to a new house is stressful and tough, even for the most experienced movers among us. On the third night, I got more anxious when I woke up because of a sound. This time it wasn't from the front where the cars and headlights were. It was a noise from the backyard. I looked out the window and sat up in my bed. I saw a person standing at the end of the lawn. I started rubbing my eyes as if there were stardust in them, making them a bit foggy. I thought maybe I was imagining things or seeing things. I rubbed my eyes again, and the person was gone, so I figured it was just my imagination. I went back to sleep and woke up the next morning to do my usual morning routine, brushing my teeth, going to the toilet, and having breakfast. My usual plan was to wake up around 6 a.m., have some breakfast, and then go to work. I had a mortgage to pay and had just put a deposit on this cottage, so I couldn't afford to miss work. Any fixing up or decorating had to happen after I
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Finished work, but there wasn't much that needed to be done. Like I said, the whole place had been maintained really well. My garage was at the back of the cottage. It was quite small, and I could barely fit my car in and out of it. I had an old car called Apollo, so it was really tiny. Even with a small car like that, it was a tight fit to get it inside the garage. After I finished getting ready in the morning, I locked the front door and held my car keys. I walked to the back where the garage was so I could unlock my car and go to work for another 8-hour shift, which was always a bit boring. When I got there, I felt confused. Something didn't seem right. I looked around and soon noticed that something was wrong with the lawn. There were big marks made with spray paint all over it, forming words. It was like a message. I got pretty mad right away because I thought someone had vandalized my own property. I stood there looking at it, trying to see what the word said. The message was, "You are not welcome here." It gave me chills, but at the same time, I was determined because I wasn't someone who easily gave up. After this happened, I never heard anything more. I don't know if it was the neighbors or who did it, but they knew I had just bought the cottage and they didn't want me to stay. None of it made sense. Even today, I still live in the cottage and now I have 3 kids. But after that day, things felt different living in a house. Knowing that someone out there doesn't want you there is tough. You keep wondering why, but I never found out why that person never showed up again. Maybe they thought they could make me leave by painting that message. Well, I don't give up easily. They'd have to do a lot more than that to make me go away. I usually stay home when my parents run errands. It's usually pretty quiet, and I like to have the house to myself. I had been in my room on the computer when I thought I heard my mom's voice outside. My dad was at work, so it was just me and my mom. I thought she had just gotten home with my siblings. Just as I heard it, I was on my way to the bathroom. When I finished, I walked out and saw that the living room TV was on. So my first thought was that my siblings had done it, or it was my mom. It was pretty quiet, so I just thought they were in the basement. Again, the TV was on. "Mom, are you home?" I called out. No answer. I went upstairs to check if they were in my mom's room. My siblings' room, mom's room, and my room were all right next to each other. No one was in there. I noticed that my sister's room door was closed, and it had not been like that when I went to the bathroom. I heard her TV and heard Disney Channel. I tried to open the door, but it was locked. She always locked her door, but would open it if someone tried to get in. Nothing happened. Disney Channel was still playing, and I thought she was purposely trying to ignore the person at the door. I went and got a toothpick to pick the lock on her door. When it clicked, I opened the door. The TV was still playing, yet no one was in there. I'm usually a skeptical person, but now I was starting to get scared. I called out again to see if my mom was home. Still no answer. I went out the front door and began to dial my mom's number. She hadn't answered. I called 4 more times, and yet still no answer. I typed in our code to open the garage door and had this horrible feeling of being watched or someone being behind me. I backed away from the garage door and saw that my mother's car was not in the garage. Who the hell was in my house? I opened the garage door quietly to grab my shoes when I noticed that it was dead quiet inside. The TVS were no longer making sounds. I grabbed my shoes and began shutting the door when it happened. It was like a whisper that traveled through the wind. "Don't try." My blood ran cold. I slammed shut the door and put on my shoes and ran out of the garage. I typed the code again to make it shut and ran out to the street. A shadowed figure was standing dead center of the garage. It was like a holograph. 1 minute it was there, the next it was gone. I couldn't make out its features except that it looked dead. I ran and didn't stop until I made it to a popular park a few blocks away. I arrived there, and it was filled with people as usual. I climbed my favorite tree until I got as high as I could. Kids were screaming in excitement for the slides and swings, kids playing basketball, the parents sitting on the benches watching their children play. Then I saw it again. The same figure I saw in the garage. A gust of wind hit my face. Along with it, I heard the same whisper. You can't run for much longer. Then it was gone again. I finally got a call back from my mother asking where I was. I told her I was at the park and tried to explain the best I could about what happened. She didn't think much of it and came to pick me up. I haven't had any more experiences with this since yesterday, but I will update as soon as possible. I was sitting playing video games at 1 a.m. on the phone with a girlfriend. She was falling asleep and the game I was on had a very quiet part. Suddenly, a large bang came from the bedroom closet 5 feet in front from my spot. I instinctively look up at the open sliding door part of the closet, and at the top shelf near the ceiling I see my dusty Guitar Hero controller falling or moving left. It was a sliding motion that had it hit the inside wall of the closet. It was a very clear motion that resembles it sitting on a box and moving off of it and falling straight down, so a diagonal motion downwards. My girlfriend wakes up annoyed asking WTF, I'm doing that so noisy at this hour of the night. Plus, I was wearing earbuds for the phone call, so it was loud enough to be picked up by the small earbuds and wake her up and annoy her. I was initially annoyed too, thinking WTF shifted or broke potentially, and maybe created some annoying mess I'll have to sort out. I didn't immediately feel spooked or scared at all, but I kinda got freaked out when I walked over because nothing was out of place. Nothing fell other than the guitar I witnessed, and the spooky thing was that the guitar was seen falling from thin air, like nothing was above or below it. We never use the topmost shelf, yet alone hardly ever even use the closet in general, so things in the closet shouldn't be disorganized or potentially falling apart. So things immediately didn't add up, so I investigated heavily. I basically searched the floor for anything that must have slipped and fell that in turn launched the guitar up into the ceiling and wall at a super strong speed. Then after finding nothing out of place in the entire closet, I reenacted the sound created. And that's when I got goosebumps and told everyone in my house what happened. I first dropped the guitar from the ceiling and let gravity reenact the sound, and it was barely any sound at all. So then I reenacted the motion I saw where it looked to be sliding off something from up near the ceiling, so it kind of tossed it lightly into the wall, and again goosebumps. The sound was barely loud at all. So then I chucked it hard into the wall, and sure enough that was close enough, but still not as loud. So I threw it super hard and was like, wow, that's the sound. It was some very serious strength. Much more speed and strength than any mouse or rat could cause. Way more strength than something falling in the small amount of space that was up there. The shelf was about 6-8 inches from ceiling only, so not much can chain react and catapult things around into the wall like that with such limited space. Gravity is too weak in such limited space. And still nothing could have fallen out of the closet and the bounce it up and back inside. That's more unrealistic and more haunted if that happened. And the spookiest thing about this was that I saw it moving off of something when there's nothing up there higher than it where the guitar landed and was originally resting. It's like it went up then just flew into the wall. My mom downstairs heard the noise too. She said, yeah, it was very, very loud. And I'm a huge skeptic of ghosts. If I didn't have the girlfriend on the phone to hear it, I'd honestly just write it off as an audio and visual hallucination. I'm not okay with a random hallucination because that's not healthy, and I've never hallucinated before. But since my mom and girlfriend heard it, plus I saw something clear as day moving on its own, I'm led to believe it's a poltergeist. The thumping ghost is what poltergeist are apparently named from. Sadly, in coincidence, the next door neighbor of our townhouse we share our building with killed himself roughly exactly a year before this event happened. I'm still a huge skeptic, but how cliche is this story? But since I lived it, I can now share my experience and be one of the many other identical stories like this. Freaking weird, but cool, I guess. This is a story of the time I was the most scared I've ever been in my whole life. When I was 12 years old, my family went to our cabin in the woods on a Saturday Sunday. I refused to come with and wanted to stay home because I was addicted to gaming, which usually wouldn't work, and my parents would make me come with them. But this time was the first time I was allowed to stay home alone, which surprised me. But I was happy and sat by my computer the second they left the house. They left early, maybe 2 p.m. on the day. I had a Nokia Lumia 520 or something so I could call. I probably gamed for about 10 hours straight before it started to get really windy. And it was in the late winter, so it was completely dark outside. I got chills, but I continued gaming. After a few hours in the middle of the night, the power went out because it was a big-ass storm. When the power went out, I freaked out. I had barely any light, and I was scared of dark at that time, and my house is really big and old, so it made sounds all the time. I moved myself to the TV room, which was centered in the house and second floor, because I felt I had most control there, and I didn't dare to walk downstairs. I sat there with my phone playing Flappy Bird or SMTH, trying to calm myself down and hoping the power would get back soon. At this time I have no internet as well, so I couldn't see the weather forecast. I suddenly hear a door slam. I got freaked out and my whole body froze. I remember I sat in the sofa with my knees tucked in and a pillow between my chest and my legs. I keep hearing sounds from downstairs, telling myself it was my cat. Then I hear steps in the stair, solid hard steps and squeaking noises in every step. Steps not possible for a cat to make, that had to be a person. I managed to scream the police is on their way. But my body was still frozen in this position. I didn't sleep a second that night, and I don't remember much more than that. Other than when my mom came the next day, I was still sitting in the same position, and I cried my eyes out when she came upstairs and hugged me. I did not stay home alone the next cabin trip. I was around 8 and was home alone. I was upstairs in the living room with my dog watching cartoons on the TV. All of a sudden, I hear a noise like the type of noise when you have a window wide open and the door closes. No windows were open at the time though, so it was pretty creepy. I screamed down, "Hello," like a dumb person in a horror movie. Nothing answered. I thought it might have been something else. I don't know what else. I hear the noise again, however, and at that point I call my mom, who's at work. My mom doesn't answer, so I call my grandparents. My grandparents were out of town. Basically, this sucks for me since I'm 8 and scared. I then heard a noise like a bunch of plastic shopping bags that were stacked on top of each other falling down. At this point, I know it's real, since my dog is starting to bark at it. I call my stepdad after talking to my grandparents. While I'm calling him, another door slams. My irrational 8 or so year old self decided to call the police. The police came and checked the whole house and found nothing. I got in some trouble by my parents for calling the police. It's still unexplainable for me to this day. I was 15 when this happened, and it still scares me to this day. From that day on, I hate staying home alone at night. I was out with my dad for some shopping, a typical Friday evening, and I was in a good mood. We started making our way back home when one of my dad's friends called him. He dropped me off at the house and went to his friend's, which meant I would be home alone. I got inside the house, went into the living room to watch TV, picked up the remote. And as I was about to turn on the TV, I heard my bedroom door slam shut. I wasn't spooked by that because it usually meant I had left the window open, so I wasn't really bothered about it. About an hour later, I decided to go to my room to get changed. I made my way upstairs, and as I opened the door, I felt a chill running down my spine. The window was shut, completely shut. I was frozen in fear, terrified, but I quickly tried to ignore it. So, I went back to the living room and tried to watch TV. But something was not right, something felt weird. It felt as if I was being watched, yet I was all alone. I was scared, trying to shake it off, but I could not ignore it. And then the electricity cut off. My heart started pounding, I was breathing heavily, chills racing down my spine. I was sitting there in total darkness, scared to death. I tried to listen, but it was silent. All I could hear was my breathing and my heart pounding. So I decided to fight this fear and get a candle from the kitchen. As I was making my way to the kitchen, I heard faint footsteps coming from my room. I didn't know what to do, terrified, thinking it was over. So I quickly ran to the living room, being careful not to make any loud noises, and tried to pretend I was asleep so that whatever it was would leave me alone. I hoped it would just leave. I stayed there, trying to hear the footsteps, but it was complete silence. Suddenly, I heard the footsteps again, every step getting closer. I switched on my phone's flashlight so I could see. I stayed there with my eyes half open, pretending to be asleep, my heart pounding faster with every step. There he was, a very tall man, thin and bony, completely bald. He just stood in front of me, then started smiling. His smile was so evil, his teeth too big to be normal, so white as snow. He just stood there and smiled at me for what felt like hours. Suddenly he said, "I know you can see me." His voice was very deep, but somehow calming. Then he wiped the smile off his face and left the house. To this day, I have not told anyone about it, but here it is. I still have no explanation for what happened. There were no signs of forced entry, so please tell me if you have any suggestions. Not home alone, but this shit was hella scary. I had mild insomnia a while ago, couldn't sleep most of the time, I just lay on my bed and stare at the ceiling. Also, me and my brother share a room. One night, I was wide awake, brother was fast asleep as always. It was around 3 a.m., the door wasn't locked, but was shut all the way. I heard a knock on the door, totally ignored it. Heard another knock 2 minutes later, ignored it again because I was literally shitting myself. Then after about 5 minutes, dude, I kid you not, the freaking door literally opened all by itself. I woke my brother up, asked him to check what it was. Literally nothing. It wasn't even windy outside or something, the windows were shut. Shit was unexplainable. A few days after this incident, was sitting with my brother in the living room, watching a movie. The power went off all of a sudden. I saw a dark lady-like figure standing in a corner right next to our TV. I could literally hear heavy breathing and bro, the room went so cold suddenly. It was like 140 outside yet still. This may sound like a dream, but I remember it so vividly it has to be a memory. I swear on my life it was real. One night, when I was around 4 or 5 years old, I was having trouble sleeping. I decided to get up and go sleep with my parents because sleeping with them seemed to help whenever I couldn't sleep. But something seemed off as I tiptoed down the hallway towards their room. When I got to their room and opened the door, they weren't in their bed. But what was in their bed was a giant sphere with little arms, legs, and a face, letting out a yawn. It turned to look at me, not seeming surprised to see me. "Are you the moon?" I asked. "Yeah," it replied, smiling a bit. "Why are you in my parents' bed?" I asked. "I'm tired and would like to sleep here," it answered. "Can I sleep in here too?" I asked. "Yeah," it replied, scooting over for me to lie down on the bed. "Good night," I said, curling up on the bed. "Good night," it said back. Then I fell asleep. I must have been in too much awe that the moon was in my parents' bed to ask where my parents were, because I just stared at it the whole time before going to sleep. I woke up the next morning in my parents' bed, in the exact same position I was in the night before when I crawled in with the moon. When I walked out, my parents were making breakfast and eating their coffee. I still didn't question where they were the night before, and I didn't tell them about the moon. It's been about 15 years, and this memory comes back to me every now and then, and I can't explain it. The whole thing felt too real for it to be a dream. Not a ghost story, just a crazy coincidence. One weekend I was supposed to alone from Friday to Sunday. Saturday night comes and my brother decided to come back home. I still do my nightly rounds, make sure all the doors are locked and windows are closed. Set the alarm and head to sleep. At 3 a.m. the alarm is going off, doesn't wake my brother up, so I run to check, and it said detection in zone 6, that's the basement. I was like, nope, got my brother, and we both went to check the basement. We go by the sensor, and there's a spider chilling on it. Let me tell you, had my brother not been home, I would have definitely called the cops because I wouldn't go check the basement on my own. Out of all places in the three-level home the spider picked to sit on the sensor. A couple months ago, I was on the second floor in my room studying for a test when I heard a knock at the door. Naturally, I went down to see what it was, but when I opened up, nobody was there. I figured it was a ding-dong ditcher and went back to my room. 30 minutes later, the same thing happened, but I still didn't see anyone. Another hour passed, and I shot out of my room when I heard aggressive barging on the front door and a man screaming in frustration. Went downstairs and looked through the peephole, nobody there. I figured I must be hearing the neighbors, so I started back towards the stairs to go back to my room, and literally halfway up the stairs I heard the usual creaks that come from the front door when it is opened. Naturally, I turned back completely freaked out since the door was locked, and I hadn't heard a key being turned, but still the door was closed. I ran back to my room, closed the door, and called my friends to talk about it. The knocking ended after that. It was during the summer when I was 15. I was home alone most days, and I had just woken up. I was in my upstairs hallway when I sneezed, and from downstairs I heard my dad say, "Bless you, my name." I walked downstairs to say good morning to my dad, except my dad wasn't home. He was at work. All of my family was at work, and I was home alone. It still freaks me out.